This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, March 28, 2017, brought to you by the Gloucester House Restaurant, featuring Sunday brunch from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On this date in history, in 1797, Nathaniel Briggs patented a washing machine. ItemLive.com is reporting a 24-year-old Salem man is dead after an early evening shooting Monday in the vicinity of 49 Bowler Street, according to the Essex County District Attorney's Office. The victim, a food delivery driver for Atta's Famous Roast Beef and Lynn, was found deceased in his vehicle. He had been shot multiple times, according to the DA. His name has not yet been released by authorities. Massachusetts State Police stopped a vehicle matching the description of the one involved in the shooting Monday evening on Route 1 South in Peabody. During the vehicle stop, they determined that the operator, Brian Brito, was in possession of an illegal firearm and was driving with a revoked license. Essex District Attorney's Office, a statement Tuesday morning, said Brito was taken into custody and is expected to be arraigned in Peabody District Court Tuesday only on the firearms charge. The DA also expects to release the victim's identity later Tuesday. This is North Shore Today.
Sunday brunch at the Gloucester House. The brunch includes Gloucester House baked haddock, grilled beef tips, fruit-filled crepes, chicken, potatoes, and much, much more. Sundays from 10 to 2, $20 for adults, $12 for children. The Gloucester House, on the water at 63 Rogers Street in Gloucester. Owner Lenny Linquata.
This is the freshest seafood you can get, from our boats to your plate.
North Shore Today continues. The state is saying no to a new rehab facility in Beverly. Bill Newell has those details.
Rick, a proposal to build a $23 million short-term rehabilitation center on Sawyer Road is getting the thumbs down from state regulators. Paul Layton writes on today's front page of the Salem News, a staff report by Massachusetts Department of Public Health has recommended that the state deny an application for the new facility, saying it is not needed and could hurt existing facilities that take care of poorer patients. The state's Public Health Council is scheduled to vote on the application on April 12. The rehabilitation center was proposed last year by an out-of-state investor. It called for a high-end 90-bed facility to provide short-term rehabilitation of 20 to 30 days for conditions such as major joint replacement, stroke, or heart attack. The facility, however, would not accept patients on Medicaid, the government health insurance program, for low-income people. Officials at existing rehabilitation facilities on the North Shore said that would allow the new facility to siphon off higher-paying patients and make it more difficult for their facilities to care for poorer patients. The report by DPH staff agreed, saying that while the proposed project might be a sound business investment, it does not meet the health care needs of the community and does not comport with the state's public health mission. The company, Transitional Care of Beverly, released a statement saying that it is disappointed in the report. The unfortunate conclusion is that the residents of the community are likely being denied access to innovation within the healthcare continuum, said the statement. The report also pointed out that all 16 people who commented on the project at a public hearing last November expressed strong opposition and recommended that it not be approved. The new facility was scheduled to be built on the site of the Roller Palace and Soccer Etc., which would have been torn down. Those businesses do remain open. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill. Thank you very much. John Castelluccio writes in the Salem News, the MBTA is looking at eliminating scores of problematic or little-used bus stops in its transit system, including about a dozen on the North Shore. This is the result of a comprehensive review the Transit Authority conducted in recent months of about 7,700 bus stops in its system in the Boston area. A statement from Deputy Press Secretary Lisa Battison said the survey sought to identify barriers to accessibility and determine if the stops met safety guidelines, if capital improvements were needed, and whether the stops were frequently used. In all, 209 stops were flagged as critical, meaning they had significant access issues or low ridership. Of those stops, 133 were recommended for elimination. The remaining 76 were identified for upgrades. John Castelluccio continues in the Salem News. The North Shore stops that may be cut are in Beverly, Danvers, Peabody, Salem, Swampscott, Nahant, and Lynn. Four are in Beverly along Tozier Road, mainly a commercial and industrial business area. Another four in Swampscott, mostly on Salem Street, although one is at King's Beach on Humphrey Street near the Lynn Line. Only one or two stops were identified in each of the other communities. More on the story written by John Castelluccio in today's Salem News. Mary Marcus writes, in the Gloucester Times, voting at Rockport Town Meeting on Saturday should be faster and easier this year as the town tries out an electronic clicker system for the first time in hopes of permanently retiring the hand-raising system that has been running for years. Turning Technologies, the company which makes the clickers, offered Town Clerk Pat Brown a trial agreement. It will bring in 400 voting clickers and an expert representative to explain how the system works, to train people in their use, and allow the town to use them at the meeting for free. Voters will use the clickers, officially termed Response Card RFLCD, to determine if the town should buy them. The price would be just shy of $22,000. The town meeting in Rockport will be Saturday, April 1 at 9 a.m. at Rockport High School, 24 Jordan's Lanes. Registered voters will be considering 36 articles. More on the story written by Mary Marcos in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.